Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Part 4. When Jim had finished his story, Daniel ran both hands through his hair. He had taken off his blazer jacket while Jim spoke and nodded his head toward Jim's pack of cigarettes. "Do you happen to have another one of those?" Jim handed him one and lit it with his lighter. Daniel inhaled, coughed, and then got it under control. "I've heard some crazy tales in my life. I've seen weird stuff, but this is beyond everything. People with superpowers named after mythological beings? I'm really not sure how to handle something like that." "You don't have to handle it, Mr. Ross. We'll handle Kronos. He's our business." Jim gestured to his team. Feline looked slightly bored and had played on her phone for a while, but the rest of them all nodded in agreement. "You know, you'd better call me Daniel. I don't think I can handle people with superpowers calling me Mr. Ross."
"Oh, they don't all have superpowers," Feline said without looking up.
"Well, nevertheless, I'm Daniel." "Sounds good. I'm Jim." The two men shook hands.
"So, now that you have some more facts, how about we go take a look at that vault?"
Rhea asked. "Find out if the device is still here?" "It's not as easy as that. Everyone who walks through the vault door has to be scanned with a facial recognition system. If you're not in the system, you can't walk in, and only one person at a time can go through the door. That system can only be overridden by my superior." Rhea pushed back her chair and stood. "If you show me the vault door, I'll get inside without your security system even knowing I passed through." Daniel looked uncomfortable at this, but got to his feet. "All right, I suppose this is rather an extraordinary situation. Let's go." As they left the room, Rhea looked at Daniel. "I'd also like to watch any video you have of the killer, if that's possible." Andrew, Feline, and Mercedes had also gotten up, but Jim held up his hand.
"I don't think we all need to go down to the vault. We can't get in anyway. Why don't you guys go up to the rooms and freshen up, maybe get some lunch, and we'll meet up when we watch the security footage."
Andrew looked disappointed, but Feline made a relieved sound.
"Finally," she said, putting her phone in her purse. "I'm sick of being in this boring room."
"I'll call you when we return from the vault," Jim said.
"Good," Andrew replied. "I want to look at that footage as well." Daniel got his jacket from his chair and put it on again. He put his hand in the inner pocket and got out a couple of coupons.
"Here, tickets to the buffet. Get something to eat while you wait and we'll join you there, okay? Then we'll go to the surveillance room together. I'll send the front desk a text message to get your luggage brought to your rooms straight away."
"Sounds good," Mercedes said. "I'm actually pretty hungry."
Daniel pointed them back toward the door to the casino floor before taking Jim and Rhea the other way. When they were back outside, Mercedes led the way to the elevators in their rooms. It didn't take her long to change clothes, but she had to wait for a while outside Andrew and Feline's room for them to get ready. While she waited, she sent a text to Charlie, thanking him for the help and telling him how things were going. She found that she missed having him here. Vegas might not be the most romantic place in the world, despite what her father had thought when they'd come here in her childhood and stayed in a cheap hotel by the airport, and she was here to work, but it would have been nice if they could have taken a gondola ride together in the Venetian. After waiting for 5 minutes, Mercedes knocked on the door.
"Guys, I'm going to go down and start. I'm really hungry. Just join me when you're done doing whatever you do, and don't tell me.
She took the elevator to the ground floor again and walked quickly across the casino floor to the restaurant area. She'd never been into gambling and didn't particularly care to study the players, but couldn't help but notice how well-dressed most of the people in this casino were. In Vegas, people mostly wore t-shirts and shorts, but the Windy City had people in button-up shirts and slacks. Some even wore ties, although they might be working for the hotel itself. It made her a bit self-conscious about her own jeans and top, but she pushed the thought away. The buffet was huge, and when she presented her coupon, she was allowed in without any fuss. The line wasn't busy, but there were still people at about a quarter of the tables. When she had filled her plate, she sat down at a table big enough for six. She tasted her food and smiled. As someone raised in a restaurant, Mercedes was a good cook herself, and she preferred eating at places where the food was properly prepared. The buffet, like the rest of the hotel, had a Chicago flavor, but also had Vegas staples like crab legs and fresh shrimp. Mercedes had always loved crab, and she began eating with a smile on her face. A few minutes later, a man walked toward her table. He was wearing a baseball cap over his dark hair, jeans, and a blue shirt, and when he bent down over her table, he smiled a pleasant smile. "Hi, Mercedes Perez, right?" Mercedes looked up, quickly dabbing her mouth with a napkin. "Uh-huh. Sorry to bother you. Hope you're enjoying the crab." "Yes, it's very good," she smiled. "I'm sorry, who are you?"
"I'm Jack. I work for the hotel. I'm supposed to come down and pick you up."
"Oh, are they done already? Where's Jim and Rhea?"
"Don't worry about them. But where's the rest of your group?"
"You know, honestly, I have no idea. They're probably... No, you know, it's none of my business what they're doing. I just went down alone. I was starving."
Jack smiled. He had a pleasant smile, and Mercedes found that she wanted to smile back. His eyes looked into hers and seemed to hold her gaze.
"That's okay. I guess I'll just take you, then. We can always get the others later, don't you think?"
"Get the others later," Mercedes repeated. She wasn't aware that she was speaking before she heard her own voice.
"So you can just leave your food and come with me," Jack said. His eyes still held hers with a steady gaze. Mercedes felt like something was pressing inside her head. It was like being hypnotized, except he wasn't doing it with a pendulum.
"Leave the food," she said, but her hand had begun to clench around the fork.
"It's him," she thought, in the back of her mind. "It has to be! Oh my God, how did he know who I was? And he's completely Jedi mind-tricking me. How does he do that? Rhea can't do that, can she?"
She fought back against the compliance that her mind seemed to want.
"You're going to just get up and follow me now," he said, and straightened up.
A frown line had appeared on his forehead as if he was straining a bit.
"Come on, Mercedes.
Just get up and follow,"
she whispered, but her voice trembled. She made her hand open, and her fork fell off the table with a clattering sound.
"Come on now," he said, and the frown line deepened. "Come on and follow me."
At the last two words, her mind seemed to go blank. As if in a dream, she got up from the table and began to walk next to him out of the restaurant. Inside her head, she screamed, but on the outside, she looked totally relaxed. Only someone very observant would have noticed that her eyes had a flat, dead look to them. On the floor at the foot of the table, her purse still sat, and from inside came the sound of a cell phone.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Daniel took Jim and Rhea down several flights of service stairs until they reached the vault area. There was a device that looked like an airlock and a screen on the wall in front of it. "This is the facial scanner," Daniel said. "If your face is not on record as someone with access, it won't let you in." Rhea walked up to the wall with the airlock in it and put her hand on it. "How thick is the wall?"
"About 2 feet. Why?"
"Anything else in there? A table, chairs, that sort of thing?"
"Yes, a table in the middle of the room, but why?"
"Because I'm not good at teleporting into a place I haven't seen before. I might end up in the wrong place, and I don't want to end up sticking out of the wall."
"Oh, I see." Daniel cleared his throat.
"Well, the wall is lined with the safe boxes, so it's actually closer to 4 feet, I suppose. There's the table in the middle, but no other furniture, and the main vault is in the other end of the room."
Rhea closed her eyes.
"See you inside." She vanished with a pop. Daniel, despite having seen the trick on the video monitor, gave a surprised gasp. "Holy shit! She actually vanished inside the vault."
"That's right. So go inside and get her. I'll keep watch out here."
Jim leaned on the wall. Daniel walked to the scanner and pushed the button that activated it. A green line of light ran over his face, and a moment later, a picture of him appeared on screen with the words "Approved" underneath. The airlock opened, and he stepped inside. Jim watched him go through the cycle and open the inner door. Rhea was sitting on the edge of the table, swinging one leg back and forth.
"Impressed yet?"
"Very much so."
"Good. Remember that this Kronos can probably do everything I can, and maybe more. That might be a good thing to consider if you get in his way. Now let's take a look at that device, shall we?"
Daniel walked to one of the safe deposit boxes and punched in a series of numbers.
"How do you know his code?" Rhea asked.
"All our clients who rent a box create their own code, but we have a master code overriding everything else. We have to, in cases like this, where the client is unable to give the code."
He opened the little door and pulled out a black box the size of a shoebox. He lifted it to the table and took the lid off. Inside was a device that, as he had said, looked a bit like a cell phone from the 1990s. It had an antenna-like device on top, several buttons, and a little screen that had the pattern of a very simple targeting display. Rhea lifted it out of the box. It didn't weigh much.
"This thing is what he was doing his lecture on, to destroy spirits. But why would Kronos kill him for that?"
"I've been thinking the same thing. If he can do what you did, why didn't he just blink down here and get the device, if that was what he was after?"
"Maybe because he had no idea where it was,"
Rhea said, and let her eyes slowly glide over the more than 200 small vaults. They looked a bit like high school lockers. "And he probably didn't want to rip the place apart looking for it."
"Could he have done that?"
"Well, if he got in here, he could rip all the vaults apart with his mind, or at least I could. But it would be messy and take time and effort. Maybe he figured that if he killed the person who knew how the thing worked, he could stop it from being used. But let's get out of here and see what we can learn in your control room, okay?"
"Okay. But first, give me the device back. It's still in our protection.
That's the rules. Sorry.
Daniel held his hand out, and Rhea gave the device back to him with a smile.
It's sort of cute.
I just told you I could have ripped the room apart, and you just asked me to return it.
Daniel shrugged.
We're on the same side, right?
Right. I'm just still not totally used to it.
Rhea teleported out again, and Daniel went to the airlock. When he emerged, Jim and Rhea stood waiting outside.
All right, next stop, the control room. Did you want to call your friends and get them up there as well?
Yes, I'll give them a call.
Jim pulled out his cell phone and pushed the button for Mercedes. He heard it ring in his ear 6 times before it went to voicemail.
Maybe they're at the buffet, Rhea said. If she's in line, she can't pick up.
I'll try Andrew.
Andrew picked up after a few seconds.
Sorry, we got kind of delayed. We're on our way to the buffet right now.
Okay, then let's meet there. I can't get a hold of Mercedes.
She should already be down there. She went ahead.
At the same time, Daniel's cell phone rang. He picked up and heard Mick's voice.
We've got an unattended bag at a table in the buffet line. Should I send one of the guys over to check for bombs?
A bag, Daniel said.
Yes. Have one of the guys look at it, but be careful and block off the buffet. Rewind the tape and see who it belongs to. I'm heading there myself right now. I'll take care of it.
He hung up.
Sorry, guys, but this kind of takes precedence. We've had bomb scares before.
That's fine. Let's go check it out.
They hurried up the stairs, and after about 15 minutes of walking through endless service corridors, they reached the casino floor. Daniel led the way to the restaurant and into the buffet, which was now empty of people. Even the servers and cooks stood outside, most of them talking on their phones and looking like they welcomed a break. Andrew and Feline stood outside, waiting for them.
We can't find Mercedes anywhere, Andrew said.
Daniel walked to the security guard, who was the only person left inside. He stood next to a table and pointed to a purse on the floor. Jim felt a cold chill down his back.
That's her purse. Mercedes' purse, I mean.
But where is she?
Andrew said.
Why would she leave and not take her purse?
Daniel held his phone to his ear.
Mick, did you find that footage? I need to know where the woman who left the purse went.
No, it's not a bomb. It belongs to one of those consultants I'm with.
He paused.
Okay, we'll be right up.
He hung up. According to the surveillance footage, she walked out of here by herself with some guy in a baseball cap. That's an ancient trick to fool the cameras because it makes it hard to do a facial recognition. We usually ask people to remove them inside, but... Feline picked up Mercedes' purse. She sniffed it and then picked up the fork on the floor next to the table, sniffing that too.
Crab.
Yeah, I know, Andrew said.
This is absolute crap. If only we hadn't been delayed.
No, I said crab. She had crab and shrimp. I can smell it.
Andrew suddenly remembered the time he had met Feline and how she had followed the trail of Jim through a forest at night.
Can you smell her? Can you follow the scent?
Well, it smells a lot like crabs in here, but outside, probably.
Jim looked at Andrew.
Okay, if Feline can follow the trail, we're going. Rhea, go with Daniel to the control room and find out if this guy could be Kronos. I have a hunch it might.
And if it is, and you find Mercedes, you find him, Rhea said.
And if you find him without me, you won't have many chances.
You can teleport down to meet us. I'll call you and let you know where we are. You did say you were familiar with Vegas, right?
Yes, fortunately, I've been here before. I'll try to find you.
Let's go,
Jim said.
Hold it.
Daniel put his hand on Jim's arm. I've got no way of contacting you guys. Do you have a cell number I can have? Jim put his hand in his pocket, pulled out a business card, and handed it to Daniel. Here. Feline led the way outside, still holding the purse in one hand and the fork in the other. Rhea looked at Daniel.
Okay. This just got very real. Let's get up to that control room.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.